Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver leads the wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University, supported by checkoff monies from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Dr. Carver says the bar is high to do the very best job he can for today's wheat producer.
The key word here is comprehensive. We have a lot of things to deal with in Oklahoma from an agronomic standpoint, but also meet the quality demands. And I want us to be the best we can be in all those areas. I don't want to just be good at one of them. So
Those areas are
strength in the field and strength in the bakery. It's not good to me, it's not acceptable to me to be really good at one and so-so in another. We want to be good at all those because I think it's genetically possible. And, you know, plant breeding is one of those things. You get out of it what you put into it.
Dr. Carver interested in high-yielding wheat, but at the same time, high-quality milling and baking attributes to satisfy the end user. And his work is supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for today's wheat producer.
Well, cattle futures market offered a very strong comeback today after being lower this morning. February closed up 10 cents at 137.35. The April live cattle were 50 higher at 142.45. June's up 32 at 137.57. We had a bit of a reversal, at least a short-term reversal, as the market made new lows for this move over the last week and then bounced higher. There's a gap slightly above the market from back on January 3rd, it was at 138.87, so about $1.50 higher than the current February price. The feeder cattle were 45 higher in the January's at 162.57. The index currently at 162.28, up 15, so right in line with where the feeder futures are. The March next month out at 167.27. The April feeder cattle up $1.30 here at 171.07. The May's up $1.30 at 173.45. The lean hogs anywhere from 50 to 70 cents higher, with February up 67 to 82.95. And today's box beef futures are going to be $1.10 higher on choice at 268.03, select up 55 at 260.16. Still ongoing concern about the packing capacity and the labor shortage affecting the kills, and they're revising the slaughter amounts down.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022, at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com. or give them a call, 405-286-7703.
Well, the grain futures market today ended up overall extremely weak in wheat futures. July Kansas City was down 16 cents at 771. That market just continues to plummet here despite a drought. I know there's some moisture through the form of the cold weather and the snow, but overall the drought's still very persistent, and a lot of people thinking the wheat crop is in horrible condition. This is the lowest level we've seen in the July wheat, going all the way back to October. It had rallied a dollar since then, and now it's sold off a dollar from the highs. No real end in sight as the market makes new lows, but the drought, again, is still there. A lot of people bullish wheat just simply because of the drought. Corn today ended up steady to 2 cents higher. That was the strongest contract here. March corn up 1.5 to 603.75. Beans bounced back well, steady to 7 cents lower. It looks like March beans are down about 7.5 at 13.87. But November, the new crop next year, November, way out there, up 2.5 cents at 13.06. The cotton future today down about $1 to $1.50, with March $1.56 lower at 114.72. Currently, the Dow Jones down about 140. Crude oil is up $1.80 per barrel, with February trading at 79.67.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.